Presidential candidates come from a number of different backgrounds. They can be senators or members of Congress, governors or business people, but they're generally not mayors. In fact, in the past 40-plus years, one current and one former New York City mayor made unsuccessful runs for the White House, John Lindsay in 1972 and Rudy Giuliani in 2008. But my next guest thinks that can and should change. Tony Williams served two terms as mayor of Washington, D.C. He's now CEO of the Federal City Council in D.C., a nonprofit working to improve that city. And Tony, why is it that not only that a mayor hasn't won the presidency, but that more of them don't even run?
I think people don't really try because for a long time our government really kind of worked hand in hand with other trends in our society to hollow out our cities. And cities for a long time, certainly over the post-World War II 20th century, were seen really as kind of almost laboratories of pathology as opposed to real centers of promise and opportunity. You know, you had everything from federal subsidies, racial distancing, bad schools, bad management in cities feeding on one another. So you had spectacular losses of population, and you had a stigma attached to cities because of the demographic and political economic kind of constitution of cities. Mayors and the causes they represented were seen as antithetical and counter to the needs of rural voters and suburban voters particularly. I think that's starting to change.
Is there an element of it also, do you think, that it's maybe just too big of a jump to go from running a city to essentially being the leader of the free world, that maybe, you know, running for state legislature or even Congress or the U.S. Senate or governor or something like that is a better stepping stone before moving on to running for president?
Well, I think being governor is seen by the American people as a stepping stone. So in terms of reputation and marketing, your electability, I think being governor of a state is important. But I think it's important to distinguish the management of a large city of either size or prominence and complexity. So I would throw in here, you know, a Washington, D.C., a Boston, a San Francisco, which are not large cities demographically or even by area, but certainly in terms of their weight that they carry and the stature they carry and the challenges that an executive would embrace are larger than most states.
The conventional wisdom with mayors is often that some of their biggest issues that they deal with are like making sure the trash gets picked up on time and making sure potholes are fixed, which seem like very sort of meat and potatoes issues, as opposed to dealing with some of the bigger stuff that the federal government deals with, you know, foreign affairs and things like that. Is that an unfair comparison? You kind of alluded to this. I mean, is that an unfair sort of stigma to put on mayors that they're not capable or don't have the experience to deal with some of that stuff?
Yeah, that's like saying everybody else sits and talks about problems and doesn't do anything, and here's a group of people that actually attack problems and solve them, but they're not really qualified. Only the people who kind of basically engage in an endless kind of talking salon are qualified. I don't buy that either. I mean, in fact, mayors are embracing and addressing challenges and solving them that themselves embody all of the ideological, all of the philosophical issues that run across our country writ large. So if mayors are attacking issues like health care, homelessness, public safety, they're building coalitions to attack these issues. So I don't buy the notion that all mayors are doing is basically solving society's problems and therefore they're not qualified to serve as president. That doesn't make any sense to me.
As cities seem to be taking more of a lead on what have traditionally been seen as national issues, things like climate change, things like gun violence, things like that, do you think that that gives mayors maybe a little bit more of a boost in terms of their opportunities?
I think it does. And I think that there are ways of, that cost effectively and economically mayors can network together to address individually, jointly, severally, all that, you know, these larger issues like climate change, like immigration. But I think, again, what's going to bring the mayors home, and I think over the next 20 years this will happen, that's my personal view, is that they are delivering for their people in a way that other levels of government aren't. Two, that they're in a particular place in our society where metro areas are becoming much more prominent, where cities are no longer seen as, again, these kind of havens of pathology, but really beacons of prosperity. Mayors are in a good place now.
Well, you mentioned a 20-year time frame, and I'm wondering if things might be sped up
cautious.
A little bit.
I'm being cautious. I think it could happen earlier.
Well, and I wanted to ask you about that, because without asking you to comment on specific mayors right now, we've seen, you know, rumors of L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti potentially having White House ambitions, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. Do you think that there are mayors serving right now who could potentially make a run and maybe even win the White House?
Well, I think here's an important political consideration to think about. You have the cities, which are dense urban blocks, tend to vote Democratic. You have the rural areas, tend to vote red. Then you have your suburbs. Now, in your swing states, and many of them are in the South and West, in your swing states, what are the swing suburbs within those states? And my embedded in all this other blah, 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 blah I'm doing is this conceit, and that is that 20 years ago, these mayors could not really talk effectively and be endorsed by or embraced by these suburbs, and now they can. And that's really important.
Tony Williams served two terms as mayor of Washington, D.C. He's now the CEO of the Federal City Council in D.C.